This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
The coronavirus is all over the news lately. Did you get all those alerts yesterday saying, coronavirus declared a global health emergency by the World Health Organization?
I did get some news notifications.
Yeah.
Not going to lie, I didn't click on them, so go ahead and fill me
in. Same, right? Yeah, for real.
Moved right on with my life like I'm not going to die. I hope I didn't just jinx myself.
No, well, that's most of it has been contained to China for now because there have been 213 people confirmed dead, like 9,700 cases in China alone, in mainland China. So it's a big problem over there. That's why flights are being restricted from there. People are getting tested going to and from there.
Yeah.
There's a Milwaukee family that's stuck in China that's trying to get back from there because they're having issues.
Did you hear about the cruise ship? 6,000 people on a cruise ship and a bunch of people got possibly diagnosed with coronavirus. So they had this.
Where were they? Do you even know?
They were somewhere in China. Now they were on the coast, but they were like stuck. They're quarantined on this cruise ship and they're all just stuck there. There's so much going on with this coronavirus.
I know. So they're trying to keep it under control because the CDC, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's fascinating how like the CDC and the World Health Organization go through and contain all of these like viruses. There's this documentary on Netflix called Pandemic, and I'm totally into documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been looking at watching it, and now that this whole coronavirus is buzzing, I want to buckle down and watch it this weekend just to find out what you do when things spread. Because like, do you remember the thing called the Spanish flu? Spanish flu was like way back.
No,
it was like way back in like the 1920s. I want to say it was a long time ago.
I thought you meant in my lifetime.
No.
We don't read history books like you.
No, but it killed hundreds. You got to look at the history though. But it just killed hundreds of millions of people. So it could go on to that level.
100 million people.
Hundreds of millions of people died from the Spanish flu. I promise you. Yes.
So like 200 million people died.
Yes.
Jeez.
The Spanish
flu. They
taught
me well in school.
It was way back in the day, right?
Is that anything involving with the Black Plague or the Bubonic Plague? I know the names of these, but I don't know the
different one, too.
We only know the names of these things that we
use
in passing and slang.
Remember
like, you've got the
flu?
Plague.
Remember bird flu and swine flu when those were the thing, too?
Yeah, vaguely.
Like, you know the names of them. Yeah, SARS? I don't even know what that is.
I did think I read somewhere that coronavirus was something involving SARS, maybe.
I don't know.
Well,
it's the problem too. There's so much misinformation out there too.
It's Friday morning. You gotta say it.
No, people are dying. I'm not saying it.
Right.
I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say.
All right, I'll turn the mics off.
It was inappropriate and not funny.
Wash your hands and get your flu shots, stuff like that. All right. Take care of yourselves.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey,
hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Good old microphone making a good old noise on a Friday.
Yeah.
All right, so Jennifer Lopez and Shakira called a press conference yesterday about the Super Bowl, and I thought, we know you're performing.
Right.
We don't need a press conference.
Well, they always do this. Gaga did one. Justin Timberlake did one. They always do a press conference with the performer. Whatever.
I rolled my eyes and didn't watch it or click on the
nobody
notification.
Cares.
I didn't even know what happened.
But this is what happened. They're doing a 12-minute performance, on Sunday for the halftime show. The Pepsi halftime show, right? That's how we know it.
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer Lopez announced there will be a heartfelt moment when it comes to Kobe Bryant, because people wanted to know, are you going to do a tribute? And she said, we will be remembering Kobe on Sunday and celebrating life and diversity in this country. I'm sure he'd be very proud to see the message we're trying to convey on stage that day.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she said the show will be packed. And she's maybe bringing her kids on stage, which isn't weird, because when Jennifer Lopez played Summerfest, she brought her kids up and her daughter even sang.
That's
part of the show.
Nice.
So she's like, I don't know, 12 maybe? 11? I don't know how old the kid is. So you got to wonder like what they're going to do, and did they really have something planned, or did she say that in response to the Kobe question? That is my only twist on the whole thing.
Meaning they didn't have it planned, so as soon as she said that, her production people went, what are we going to do?
Imagine?
What are we going to do?
I have no evidence,
speculation.
Other than she was asked about it. Not announced herself.
Or maybe it was planned and that was a planted
Somebody
question.
Planned
who knows?
A question.
Yeah.
There's a prop bet for the Super Bowl halftime show. Lots of bets going on. The over-under on J-Lo wardrobe changes during the Super Bowl halftime show are 3.
Do you think 3?
Three outfit changes
in 12
or more?
Minutes? I think
Funny
it could be 4.
You asked this. In 12 minutes, they said they will give you more songs than ever, more dancers on stage, and the tribute to Kobe. So there's 3 things that Jennifer Lopez and Shakira promised at the press conference, which was more songs than ever. So it's going to be a montage.
Hell yeah.
Hell, I'm getting goosebumps.
Me too, dude.
Montage, more dancers than ever. I'm ready.
I am finally officially ready to watch that
thing. In between yelling at my children and making dinner, I'm totally watching the halftime show, okay? Like, I'm so in. Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You ever lose something? It's like there's sometimes when you misplace something, you know where it went. Like you left something in a hotel room, right? Like that's gone. You've lost it. It's gone forever unless it gets sent back to you. But then there's things like socks. Do you have socks go missing all the time from your laundry in your house? Are you missing multiple socks? Because I feel like they go into some sort of portal. I know that they are in there. When I put them in the laundry, why are they not there when I take them out of the dryer?
Well,
where do they
go?
We
don't know, Riggs. This has been the age-old question. Where do the socks go?
The orphan socks.
Where?
I found one the other day that was years in the missing. Guess
years?
Where? Guess where it was.
Where?
It had gotten wrapped up in one of those sheets, a bed sheet.
Oh, no.
When I folded it and never saw it.
One of the fitted sheets? Yeah.
So there was a sock that had been missing for years. And I went, damn it, I just threw the match out.
Oh.
Found it. So there's an example of places it goes.
Okay.
I found them in towels.
Yeah.
I found them behind the dryer, and I don't know how they got there. Did I just accidentally throw them there?
Was it on top and it got bumped behind?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Who the hell knows?
Oh, man.
Where do they go?
It seems to be, it's a repeating problem because now I'll look on my wife's dresser and there are 7 single socks without a match. They're all 7 different socks, different sizes, different lengths, different colors.
I have a stack of kids' socks that have no match.
and
they never move. They sit there. I occasionally find one that matches and then they continue to sit there. And then I get mad and I throw them out.
I don't think there's anything else in life that disappears quite like a sock from laundry.
It has to go into other laundry, like I said, like into sheets and stuff.
Has
Where
to.
Would it go?
Maybe in a pocket or something pair of pants or something.
I take off one sock. Take off 2 socks. I put them in the dirty clothes.
Exactly. Same thing, Gibbons.
I take them apart and put them in the washer.
Yes, Gibbons.
What the?
Where do they go?
Where do they go?
Somewhere in between the process.
The
in between.
Fitted sheet is all I could answer for this. That was the only time had an answer where I found a sock in a fitted sheet that was folded. And I went,
I found many things in that fitted sheet. That fitted sheet's like a black hole, man. It'll suck anything into it.
Yeah.
Where does this? I don't know. 71037. Are there other things that are missing like socks? I don't think anything goes missing quite like a sock. Maybe when you die, they hand you a box of your socks. All your missing socks.
Oh,
here you go, friend. Have a nice day.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Giannis left social media after Kobe Bryant passed away tragically in the helicopter crash this past Sunday. So he went silent on social media. I mean, he came and he made a statement publicly, but he still wasn't back on his Instagram or his Twitter until yesterday. Opened it back up, and Giannis had questions. He's got questions for the NBA. He's wondering why the Bucks, the NBA's best team, only have 2 players in the NBA All-Star game.
It's a fair question.
Very fair question, right?
Did he ask that?
How on earth are we about to have almost 50 wins before the All-Star, and we don't have 3 All-Stars in the game?
Oh, yeah.
Straight facts,
hell
homie.
Hell yeah.
Eric Bledsoe is an All-Star. Yeah. Eric Bledsoe was just named an All-Star. So you got Giannis, who was the highest rated, the most voted in NFL or NBA All-Star. Now they're wondering, why isn't Eric Bledsoe making it? Why is Chris Middleton got stiffed? Why did Chris Middleton get stiffed?
Chris Middleton got in. Middleton got in.
He's on a reserve team. He's on a reserve team,
right? He's not a starter. Because the starters are voted for by the fans and the coaches and the players.
Right.
And then the coaches pick the reserves.
So what does a reserve do? It's just like an honorary player?
No, they play in the game.
They should be in the,
play just as much as the starters. It's just they weren't voted by the...
Okay, listen. This is what I love about Giannis. Is that he's the opposite of us. He only talks when it's necessary.
Uh-huh.
He only talks when he has something important to say, like, why do we have no guys on this All-Star team?
Why only
we're
2?
The best of the NBA. I agree. Yes, only 2. I agree. Yeah. Like, he's actually got a point.
You could have at least 4 or 5 from the Bucks.
Well, dude, I mean, that happened with the Golden State Warriors. Every year for the last, 7 years before this year, they had 4 All-Stars every year. So a third of the damn team.
The whole Bucks team against the other people. How about that?
The Bucks versus the rest of the NBA.
The rest of the All-Stars.
I guarantee the Bucks as a unit would beat the All-Star team because...
That's My point.
A cohesive unit is better than a bunch of individuals, and that's what we have in Milwaukee. Man. We have a team.
Oh, he's standing up.
We're, oh, God. Okay, we have. Are you going to get on the chair?
I was thinking. You know what I am?
You know what he's getting on the chair? Oh, God. Gibbons is on a chair.
We have the greatest player on earth, okay? And we have some of the greatest teammates on earth. You've seen them as a cohesive unit back there in the pregame stuff doing WWE stuff. You've seen them out there doing their thing. You put them up against anybody. Put them up against the Harlem Globetrotters. Put them up against Michael Jordan's team from Space Jam and our Milwaukee
against
Bucks.
The Monstars?
Yes! Put them up against the Monstars.
The reason this is so
the
funny
Bucks will win.
Gibbons is like our dorky friend who's standing on a chair giving the team rant pep rally to pump us up. He's like the guy in Stranger Things.
He is. But he's
Dustin,
also
Dustin, what's his name?
Yes, Dustin from Stranger Things.
Yes.
But he's also
like, let's go!
But please, God, for the love of God, you're also the most accident prone, so please get down.
I've
please.
Been surfing up here going, Jesus, God, don't fall. It's Friday, you're feeling good,
we
don't
get
fall.
It. You have
this beach worried about falling.
Thank you. Thank you.
B-U-C-K-S Bucks! Bucks! Bucks!
Right.
Yeah!
That's right.
I'm excited on this Friday morning. I'm sorry. I'm not
Friday.
Sorry.
Bucks plates.
Not.
Don't apologize for having team spirit. Jesus.
And we're going to jam out anyway in a second. You ready?
Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What's up? Hi. What up? This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so let's talk about this online petition that I just was so confused by. There is now an online petition, because there's some with the Kobe death, that's calling for TMZ to be canceled for reporting his death too early. I looked at this, rolled my eyes, and went, are you joking me? If we found every news source that broke a story and got mad at him, what? First of all, second of all, we already talked about Harvey from TMZ going on, doing a whole interview about this whole thing with Ryan Seacrest and saying, we waited hours before we reported this. We didn't do it the second the plane crashed. We took our time.
Yep.
We waited and found out all the details. It's not our fault. The other news outlets didn't pick up on it. We took hours to do it. They said the plane crash happened at 9. We didn't even report it till like noon.
Yep. How long does it take? How long does it take for next of kin to get notified in a crash like that? Would you think?
I don't know, but Harvey said everybody knew.
That's the thing.
That's
the only thing is these people don't know. And I would say if people didn't know, then yes, they should absolutely have something to be upset about. But if next of kin's been notified, family's been notified, and so that way Vanessa or nobody's realizing that your husband is dead from a TMZ alert. That's what they're worried about. They don't want people to run with stories like that.
TMZ has said openly more than once, Vanessa Bryant knew about the death before they posted it.
But
secondly, guess who their tip came from, TMZ?
Who?
I just want you to understand how connected these people are.
Yeah, the police. Yeah.
A law enforcement source.
Okay.
They are saying it came from law enforcement. Vanessa Bryant knew about it before they posted it. They made sure.
Yeah.
And then they posted it 2 to 3 hours later.
If that's the way that it happened, then I'm fine. Then throw this change.org petition out and sign the one that changes the NBA logo to Kobe Bryant. That's the one I'll sign.
Yeah.
I can't even. Who starts a stupid petition?
One question.
This?
A million questions.
A story got. I mean, it's the world.
Was this petition started by Vanessa Bryant?
No,
right? Then shut the hell up, people.
Can I give you an exact quote from Harvey from TMZ?
Please do. Yeah.
We talked to Kobe's people. We were dealing with them for an hour before we published the story. They said, go for it, which gives me chills.
Oh, I didn't.
This is Harvey's quote. And then he says, at a point, we were all trying to confirm it. We confirmed it, but they all knew. They said, go for it. They said she knew. There you go. And then Harvey Levin said, if you found out Kobe Bryant died on a helicopter, would you wait hours until you published the names of the people? And, you know, basically, would you wait, you know? And
everyone
I would wait until next of kin had been notified, but once it comes from the cops, it's fair game. It's news at that point. It's getting it out to the public.
They think that they're making money off of all this stuff. And I'm like, if it wasn't TMZ, another news source would have made money off their website and the hits.
Yeah.
I don't care what you want to say. Somebody was going to get profit off of the story being broken.
And
they have put ads on their website. That's getting too inside, but I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
And TMZ was the first to report Michael Jackson's death, Whitney Houston's death. Like, yeah. If someone's going to find out first the and publish it, it's TMZ. And they have the credibility. Thank
they
you.
Have now. They have built the credibility
calls.
Now.
A cop doesn't call ABC, NBC, CBS. They call TMZ. Think about that.
Exactly.
But TMZ called the cops, that. Too.
Well, no. I mean, no. This guy probably, yeah. The cop there probably called Harvey and said, Harvey, I got the scoop.
A tip from law enforcement.
Exactly.
So I'm like, damn.
Hey, man, as long as the family's chills. Been notified, you can do whatever you need to afterwards. It's
amen.
News. It's fair game after
yeah,
that.
Amen.
Agree.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You know, I was looking for a picture to show you guys of me when I thought I was skinny.
Oh? Yeah.
From like 2007.
Yeah.
So I was having a discussion with the people in the office about, you know what body dysmorphia is?
Yes.
Where you cannot see yourself the way you really look. Because
it's a mental health condition.
It can fall in eating disorders.
Yeah,
it can
absolutely.
Fall in all these things.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to my therapist the other day because I've lost 150 pounds. I have somehow kept it off for 7 months. I'm like,
what do you mean somehow? You did because.
Never in my life have I continued on with a lifestyle.
Because you're consistent. You've made a lifestyle. Change and you don't cheat.
And I'm committed. Yeah,
yes,
it's true.
That's why.
It's true. And I'm happy and I don't feel any stress about it. I don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I find replacements for all the sweet things and I just keep going. I eat my Chef Kayla sweets or I make them at home. Whatever. A medical weight loss has a cookbook. I'm in. Here's my point. I have this picture of me from 2007 on the beach and I'm wearing a tank top and some capris and man, I think I look good. Man,
yeah.
I thought that's my skinny pic, man, from 2007. So I pull it out one day and I show Pottery Guy and I go, do I look the same as I did then? And he goes, no. And I go, really? And he goes, no. You're skinnier now. And I go, really?
Oh?
I think that I look like that. He goes, no. And I know in this picture, I was like a size 12, maybe. Now I'm an 8. But in my mind, when I look at this picture from 2007, where I still looked fine, I thought I look like I do now. And I cannot see what I look like. And so my therapist said, well, it's the same when you were bigger. I said, yeah, I couldn't see how big I was either. She's like, you totally probably have body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
Which really screws with your head.
Uh-huh.
Because inside, you're just you.
Yeah.
Right? So I found this picture and I was looking forward to show you guys to talk about this because even our boss was like, I never heard of that when I brought it up.
Yeah.
I'm like, body dysmorphia, it's a thing.
I've heard a
especially
lot about
with
it.
Especially with like eating and, you know, everyone with weight issues nowadays.
Right. And
we
social
don't
media
see ourselves.
And society and marketing feeds that because they say you have to be skinny. You have to be on a diet. You have to eat this.
Uh-huh.
You have to try this. You have to look good for a certain way. After a certain.
I
as long
know
as you're
I look
happy,
good. I feel good. I know, but I still think I look like the size like 14 Allie. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't have an issue with her either, but I look way different and I can't process that. Does that make any sense?
You've lost an entire human being's
worth
of weight.
Yeah.
And you're
it's a mind F.
And you're a completely different person at this point, physically.
I'm
yes
sure you're
and
not.
No. And yes and no. That's what's so crazy. Yes, different. Energy, you know, things I do.
Yeah.
The way you eat.
The way I eat.
Yes.
I feel better.
I'm sure you're not the only one that's had an incredible weight loss journey like this or something to this
so
effect. 71037. You can text if maybe you found success with this or 799-1037. Yeah. I'm sure you're not alone, though. Yeah.
I'm going to post all my meals that I eat, though, because that's all people want to know.
That's
what
smart.
Do you eat daily? I'm
all
posting
your food.
That. I'm going to blog it today
blog
and
it.
Put it up for you on our website.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Allie now has lost an entire human being worth of weight. You've lost like...
And I forget. When people come up to me and say stuff, it's like I'm living inside myself. I forget sometimes.
Well, yeah.
I don't think about it. That's what's been so different. I just do it. Don't cater to me at restaurants. Don't ask me where I need to go. Just let me figure it out and don't make it an issue because that's when it blows up in my head and becomes an issue. Are you with me with
100%.
People with food issues? Are you with me?
I have a question for you or anybody who's gone.
It's like an alcoholic. Just
it's an addiction, yeah.
Don't bring it up all the time.
I have a question for
it
you.
It is an addiction, yes.
For you or anyone who's lost a significant amount of weight like this, have you run into somebody that you've met before that didn't recognize you because they only knew you when you were heavier?
Oh.
Okay, yes. So, because I was bigger for quite a few years.
Yeah.
What, 2007?
So
I thought
ever since
I was
skinny. Since I've known you, I've been here 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
So I got married, had kids. Clearly, you know, was not the best situation.
Yeah.
Right. Gained a ton of weight.
Yeah.
I'm clear-headed now.
Yeah.
Look at the great things that can come out of a divorce, people.
Yeah.
However,
yes. Look at how somebody can manage depression and come back from it. Look at that.
Look at that.
Look
I
at that.
I didn't think about being suicidal and coming back from it multiple
See?
Times.
See, look at that. Look at your mental health,
when
how much it's changed, too.
When you're losing hope, just remember, I've been there.
Yes.
Like, don't give up.
You're not alone.
You're going to get out of it. But people were texting in just stuff like, what size now? And what size were you when you started? The stuff women want to know.
Yeah.
So it's a 24. I'm an 8 now.
Yes.
Which is insane.
Man.
If you know women's sizes. Because that goes 24, 22, 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8.
Hold on.
You didn't answer my question, though.
How many sizes I went down? Are you following?
Yes, I'm following that. You still haven't answered my question. Who didn't recognize you?
Oh, my... Sorry.
Jesus, come on.
I have too many thoughts going
on. See, you've managed the depression. Now you have the ADD.
Not the ADD. Where's my meds? Okay.
Right.
One of my best friends, I know her husband's family very well.
Yeah.
I ran into his brother at Home Depot right in the middle of my weight loss, and I went up and I was like, hey, how you doing? I'm having a whole conversation with this guy. He's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
And I said, how's it going? How's the fam? Great to see you. Give him a hug. Looks at me like I'm nuts the whole time. I leave,
who's
I text her, and
chick?
I go, I just saw Jeffrey at Home Depot. Why is he being so weird? And she goes, he didn't recognize you.
Oh,
and I'm like,
my
you're just this
God.
Crazy, I've been this to woman. Parties with this guy. I've been to weddings with this guy. I'm like, he didn't recognize me?
No.
It's not somebody I just cut. What? So, no. Yes, it has happened. It has happened.
I was pulling up pictures from February, from two or 3 years ago, with a picture of you and I. And I'm like, it's a completely different human being.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different.
I can't even look at him right now.
No.
The bigger pictures make me cringe.
Did you really say you went from a 24
to an
8?
So how many was that?
That's 16 sizes, but...
Well, no, because it's 24.
So 8 sizes.
Yes.
But...
8 sizes.
24 and 8, Kobe Bryant's numbers, that's a tribute to Kobe. That just went through my head when you said that.
Really?
Subconsciously, you were trying to tribute to Kobe. Kobe
That's
Bryant
weird.
With your weight loss.
Your weight loss is a tribute to Kobe, baby.
And like all men, we find a way to tie it back to sports.
Exactly.
Look at that.
Another way, yes.
See?
Oh
Look
my
at
God.
That. So. Way to go, Gibbons.
Gosh. So there you go.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I have a monumental... major night plan tomorrow night. I gotta be honest, I'm pretty nervous. Now, I was going to go out last Saturday by myself to a little music thing, but I was getting ready to go out. I said, you know what? I'm not ready to go out by myself yet. I'm gonna wait till next weekend because I knew there was an event
this
happening
is why he
tomorrow
needs
night.
Friends, because he needs them to push him.
My homies, I'm going out tomorrow night.
Really though,
and it's dudes' night. And we are going out to emo night.
Where are we going?
We're going to emo night.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Oh, you're invited. You're invited.
She is a dude.
I am a dude.
You're invited out, and you'd be a hell of a wingman.
Oh, I would hook you up.
So we got two friends, my homies, Seth and Tevin. And we are going out to emo night, where they play music from bands like Blink-182, Green Day, Newfound Glory, among others, which is like in my wheelhouse.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be a packed house. Oh. And it's going to be the music I love with people that are in my genre. Yeah. And I'm super freaking duper nervous because I haven't had a night out with single. Well, Seth is either engaged, married, so Seth isn't single. But Tevin, our boy Tevin, is single and ready to mingle.
Yeah.
I haven't had a night out with single dudes on the prowl when I was single in... Christ, 2-3 years.
So it's always been, you've always been in a relationship and you've got something waiting for you back at home.
Dude nights when he was in the relationship. That was the problem.
Fact.
And then he would yell at me when I would say, go live your life. He'd be like, you know, that's just what you want. Remember that? Those lines? And I'd be like, is it what I want?
There was like once or twice I could think when Gibbons and I went out while he was... It's just for like a guy's time. I was like, let's go out for an afternoon. I would have to like force him to go out. Get in my car. We're going and driving and drinking beer.
Well, and I get it. Relationships, it's harder to hang out. You get more involved and you have someone to do with, so you don't call your friends as much. That's where it gets all tricky. The problem is when you completely lose all your friendships in a relationship, bad sign.
Abandon all your friends. No.
No, Allie.
People don't even realize they're doing it, though. And then they end up in a bad situation relationship and all their friends are like MIA because they've been so consumed with the relationship. It's a problem.
Allie, question for you. Specifically for you, Allie. Yeah. I got this dude's night plan, right, with my boys Seth and Tevin. And I thought about inviting Riggs out, right? But Riggs is very much an adult. And I feel like I could get sloppy and do some dumb stuff. And I don't know if I need the adult there to like reel me in.
He's not inviting you because is he not fun enough? Or
no.
You want him there because of he's the adult?
He's very mature and very adult. And I feel
the
like
guy stopped drinking in January because he couldn't make a good choice. You sure he's that mature?
Yeah.
You sure?
Well,
you sure you don't have a picture painted?
Hold on.
I also drank a hard seltzer at 8 o'clock this morning, so how mature can I be?
Can I backtrack a little bit? I just realized today is January 31st.
Yes.
And Allie, you just mentioned Riggs has done dry January.
Yes.
Which means tomorrow is February 1st, the end of dry January. Let me backtrack a minute and say, hey, Riggs.
Yeah.
You want to come out and get a little irresponsible tomorrow night with me and
you
the boys?
You are damn right I do.
All right!
You are damn right I do.
Hold on!
Let's make some bad decisions.
Let's get buck wild and crazy in this bitch. Where's... You know what?
Will you Instagram all this?
What are you doing?
I was looking for Hallelujah, but I couldn't find it, so we're going to Hail the Chief.
So we're playing Hail to the Chief for the president.
Hail to the Chief.
Because we're going out tonight. Gibbons is going to be the president because he's the new single guy.
Tomorrow,
and I'm going to be next to him with the vice president.
Tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's going to get crazy.
He's going to show up on the wrong night.
I'll be there tonight.
Tomorrow night. We are getting lit. It's a party, y'all.
Yes, tomorrow night.
Intern canteen boy, you want in?
I'm actually busy tomorrow.
I'm busy.
That's a lie.
He's so much cooler than us.
Intern canteen boy has a band called, what is it, Silent Sunday, something like that?
Yeah, that's the name of the band.
Silent Sunday.
Do you guys play covers?
Yeah.
Of like what kind of music?
The kind of
Gibbons. Emo night music.
Stop it.
The same
stop
stuff
it.
That Gibbons likes.
Yeah.
They were gonna be at a frat party tomorrow night, Allie.
I've been to a frat party since college.
Yeah.
I'm in.
And then it fell through, so I'm kind of upset
about
that.
Yeah, we're switching the place. I have to figure out where it's going to be at.
See?
We are going to find out. Will Ferrell old school up in this B.
We're going streaking!
We're going back to college!
We're streaking through the quad at midnight, baby!
I won't be able to show up the next day to school.
I'll be so embarrassed.
You'll be a god. If we crashed your party and you showed up the next day.
Frank,
wear your pants.
I will show them how it's done.
You would be a god, Kevin. You want us there.
Kevin, hold my legs. I'm doing one right now.
Oh, no.
Dear.
You never did a keg stand in your life?
Oh, more than I care.
Okay,
we'll do it tomorrow night again.
Right? Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Sorry, that was aggressive.
Jessica Simpson's promoting her tell-all book where we learned all these things about her. We didn't know. We learned about her addictions, and, you know, she talked about pills and booze and being... We didn't know this, remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember that Ellen interview she did when everybody thought she was drunk? And she was drunk when she did that Ellen interview.
She denied it the whole.
She was drunk the whole interview. Yes.
That's why we had said she was acting loopy, but she was really just drunk.
Yeah. Like if she's trying to sell this book, she's doing an awesome job of it, telling everything. So who did she make out with?
She told people that she was on the Mickey Mouse Club. Don't forget.
Yeah.
So she knows all those guys. She knows Justin Timberlake. She knows Ryan Gosling.
Was she on the Mickey
Christina
Mouse?
Aguilera?
Yes. I'm sorry. She didn't make the Mickey Mouse Club, but she was friends with all of them. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I misspoke. So after, but they all ran together because they were like child stars.
Yeah.
So then she talks about this really awkward moment. She says after her divorce from Nick Lachey, she kissed guess who?
Drew Lachey, his brother.
Justin Timberlake.
Shut up.
Yep. Pretty much. She said things got awkward because they started texting her and Justin. He wasn't with Jessica Biel yet.
No.
Okay.
It wasn't with Britney anymore.
Yeah. And so then apparently there was some kind of bet with Ryan Gosling.
What?
JT and Ryan Gosling had a bet on who would kiss Jessica Simpson first when they were 12.
Wow.
So Ryan.
Oh my God.
So he texted Ryan and said, I won the bet after he kissed Jessica Simpson after she got divorced from Nick Lachey. Justin Timberlake, I don't want to be on a text between Justin and Ryan. I want to be in bed with Justin and Ryan. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
You dirty girl. You know what?
I'm just exaggerating a tad, but you know what
I'm
saying?
No, you're not.
Could you find two hotter dudes to fight over you? Justin Timberlake and Ryan Gosling?
Do we know generally what year this was?
I don't know. When did she get divorced? She's been married and
had kids
for a long time.
Oh, my God. Still, though.
We know that they made the bet when they were 12.
Jessica Simpson was married to Nick Lachey from 2002 to 2006.
So,
and then she married Eric Johnson in 2014.
There you go.
And they swapped spit, her and JT.
Jessica Simpson and JT made out.
I kind of want to read her book now. Open book.
Seriously.
I can see it now.
It sounds good. Mm-hmm. So.
Riggs and Allie. Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. What are you laughing at?
You and I had a quick 2-second conversation right before the mics went on. You started screaming. I look at you. I'm laughing. You're laughing. And Allie's over there in her own world with no idea what's going on.
I'm writing a blog about my weight loss. Let me live. I'm trying to update everybody in the world. So I've actually been quiet for an hour. And I don't know what's going on with you two. What are you guys laughing about?
By the way, weight loss is two words, Allie.
Damn
two
it.
Words.
I said... Only
two
how can I lose
words.
150 pounds and still try to write weight loss as one word? I have done this for the past 2 years. I cannot get into my head weight loss is two words. Why?
You may
why
have.
Why can I not get that in my
you
head?
You may have lost weight, but you're still not smart
still
at spelling.
A dummy. Still a dummy. Weight loss. Every time I try to make it one word, it's two.
Oh my God.
You can catch up with our show always on demand at 1037kissfm.com or with the radio.com app. What did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned from Riggs about the halftime show for the big game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Apparently, Riggs found like a bootleg set list that gave away everybody that might be there, allegedly, perhaps, maybe. And it gave me like chills, goosebumps, all the feels. Yeah. I almost cried
I'm
a little.
Should
and
I say it? Can we say
I'm
it again
pumped.
Real quick?
Please
yes,
do, yes.
Go for it.
Yeah. I have the set list. The rumored set list for Super Bowl, whatever it is this weekend, the LIV, whatever
get,
it is.
Get ready, guys. This is amazing. Go.
Get Right with J-Lo.
Yes.
Waiting for Tonight, J-Lo.
Oh, yeah.
Booty by J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Real, a medley with J-Lo and Ja Rule, who comes out.
Goosebumps. There they are.
Then,
they are.
We're just ramping up to the guest appearances. Oh.
Then enter Shakira for her portion of the show,
yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
She-Wolf. Shakira does Powerful. She does another one of her songs. She does Beautiful Liar, where it says in parentheses next to it, Shakira and Beyonce.
Oh my God, now I'm going to cry.
I would lose my mind. If Beyonce's the guest, I will freak.
Even just for brief moment for the song, wouldn't that be crazy?
This is awesome.
Goes on Whenever, Wherever, a little belly dance medley with Shakira. On the Floor, J-Lo and Pitbull. And then close it out with Hips Don't Lie, Shakira and Wyclef Jean.
Oh my God.
To recap, you have Wyclef.
Yep, Pitbull, Beyonce, and Ja Rule.
If
this is true.
J-Lo and Shakira did a press conference yesterday saying this will be the most amount of songs you've ever heard in a halftime show. Yeah. So that means awesome montage.
Yes.
Yep.
She-Wolf is my jam, even though to me, I know in America, J-Lo's the bigger star.
Uh-huh.
In Latin America, Shakira is.
Yeah.
However... I'm all down for this. This is like go girl stuff.
All right, let me be honest.
And J-Lo did a lot of these at Summerfest this summer.
That's 13 songs. I'm just counting 13 songs.
Yeah,
wow.
I wanted to hear that list again just to see if I got goosebumps and chills and had the same feels the second time around. 100%. Yeah. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah. So there you go.
So ready.
Man.
I learned something on the show this morning about Allie.
Yeah.
I learned about Allie's weight loss. And how she thought that she looked the same as she did in 2007, but no, she's lost more weight than then. She's almost down to her damn birth weight.
Seriously, though.
I look at these pictures of the last time I was skinny, quote unquote, which I was totally healthy in these pictures. I thought I was skinny then, and I looked fine. And then I gained a bunch of weight, and I lost 150 pounds, and I lost way more than that picture, and I realized... Wow, I have body dysmorphia, and I don't even know what the hell I look like anymore because I didn't know when I was bigger, and I didn't know when I'm smaller. Are you with me?
Yes.
I'm really effed up, dude. I tried to talk to my therapist about this.
You just gave the therapist. Yeah.
You just
I
gave
no
the
clue
most
what I'm doing.
The most concise, quick summary of your weight loss, weight gain, weight loss, weight gain.
It's
like,
true.
Like, so it's 2007. And
it's the first time I've had to stop and think about what I'm doing and why I have an addiction to food
You really are the white Oprah. Look at you. You keep yo-yoing your weight. Look at that.
The white Oprah of Milwaukee.
White
I don't
Oprah.
Get anywhere outside of Milwaukee.
True. Fair enough.
Hell yeah.
I said that too.
About Gibbons, by the way. He's going out for his first guy's night out
today
or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy that you're getting back out there living your life.
It's going to be awesome.
And I
got an invite because Dry January is over.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm
thank
happy.
God.
I'm happy that you're happy and you got plans.
Life.
And whether it's going out or staying home, as long as you're living your best life,
you're damn right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.